Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue talked E15, tariffs and trade, and the farm economy at Commodity Classic. Speaking to reporters, Perdue was asked about the current farm economy, especially its impact on the young farmer.
It's tough. Their fathers and grandfathers have gone through similar times. Hang in, hang tough, you know, get it in the rope, tie a knot in it, those kind of things. There's no silver bullet. Obviously, you've indicated and expressed the people who are really in the extreme economic duress. We saw a lot of generational farmers come back to the farm during that period of 8 to 13. They'd gone to town for a job, as their parents had indicated, you know, advised them to do. And we saw the grain prices at career levels, productivity increasing, and it looked like a great life forever. And the crash, not crash, but the continued to erosion of commodity prices after 13, and they wanted to, again, borrow or reach out and try to expand. They're in peril.
Perdue says there are some USDA programs available, but there are no easy answers.
We've got programs in FSA at USDA about how we can help them through guaranteed programs and direct programs, but there's no easy answer, frankly. Those are the ones. We know that working capital has gone down. We know that the good news, I guess, for those people who've been established, the farm value levels have held up pretty good, which keeps the debt-to-asset ratio debt-to-asset ratio pretty stable, not like the 80s, but we haven't seen that crash yet. If we have a couple more years, you're going to probably see farmland values go down. But I'm hoping that won't happen. But these guys are it's tough out there, but their parents and grandparents have gone through similar periods of time in that way, and they've come out on it. So if they can financially, physically, emotionally hang on, then I'm bullish on agriculture.
Perdue did clarify that EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler has now confirmed the rules for E15 use year-round will be ready by June 1st.
Right now it's on. Obviously, you know that retailers and planters, you don't just you have to order this stuff ahead of time and have commitments. So I'm going to encourage him to send a signal out to the industry it will be done.
Our reports from Commodity Classic brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Council and the North Dakota Soybean Council. From Commodity Classic in Orlando, I'm Randy Conan for the Red River Farm Network.